Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed day for grain futures as corn was higher, about a penny higher in December at $4.34, about 4.5 cents off of the high of 38.5. Beans 1 to 2.75 higher, with November's up a penny at 9.86¾. They went and had a run at $10 in the new crop November with the high of 9.99¼, but did back off that and throughout the day got a little bit weaker to close unchanged or near unchanged. Wheat futures lower, 7 to 8 lower in the Chicago wheat, and then in the Kansas City wheat, September down 2 at 5.84¼. We've been monitoring that September Chicago wheat, September Kansas City wheat spread, and they've been about the same price. Today they're starting to spread apart. Traditionally, the Kansas City wheat is higher than the Chicago wheat due to the fact that there's more protein, but they've been relatively close. The Julys, which expire in the next week, the Chicago is actually above Kansas City. So that's been an interesting thing to note, and it'll probably continue to be so. There's been quite a bit of spread trading going on, buying the Kansas City, selling the Chicago wheat, just due to that. So continue to watch that.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Outside markets did have an impact today. The stock market was down about a little over 200 points currently on the Dow Jones. This morning it started off negative after China lost a significant portion of their market cap for stocks and they halted trading. They halted 1,331 different stocks in China. That market lost $2.5 trillion off of the market cap. So a pretty big crash going on in China overnight. And then mid-morning today, the New York Stock Exchange halted trading there as well due to what they're calling a technical glitch. That was kind of negative to other markets and caused some uncertainty elsewhere. This Friday, we've got a WASD or USDA supply and demand report. All wheat production is expected to be 2.145 billion bushels. About 24 million bushels in the prior USDA number. Hard red winter wheat, they upped 4 million bushels to 891 million bushels. Soft red winter wheat, 399 million bushels, 15 million bushels lower than last time. Bean yield and production, they're anticipating 3.781 billion bushels for beans with a yield of 45.1. Corn production, 13.414 billion with the yield of 165.2.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, August live cattle down 207 now to 149, with October down to 162 and to 152.40. August feeder cattle down 350 at 213.62, with September down 325 at 212.27. August lean hogs down 55 at 75.80, with October down 67 at 65.12. In the grains, September Kansas City wheat down down 3.25 at 583. December down 4 at 602.5. September Chicago wheat down 7.75 at 577.5. September corn up 1.25 at 424.5. December up 1.25 at 434.25. August soybeans up 4.75 at 996.75. With November up 2.5 at 988.25. October cotton down 94 at 65.47. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.